VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi canceled plans Friday to fly commercially to Afghanistan after her office said President Donald Trump announced the sensitive travel plans. Trump revoked the use of a military plane for Pelosi and Democratic members of Congress's planned trip to Afghanistan and Brussels late Thursday, the latest maneuver in a bitter political battle over the longest government shutdown in U.S. history. Pelosi said the president's move was irresponsible and dangerous.
You just never do. Perhaps the president's inexperience didn't have him understand that protocol. The people around him, though, should have known that, because that's very dangerous.
Later Thursday, Trump also canceled a planned trip by a U.S. delegation to the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. Meanwhile, 800,000 federal workers remain off the job or are working without pay for the 28th straight day. President Trump is reacting to a published report that he asked his personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, to lie to Congress in 2017. We get details from AP correspondent Sagar Meghani at the White House.
You just never do.
BuzzFeed News cites two unidentified law enforcement officials in reporting the president ordered Michael Cohen to lie about real estate talks in Russia during the 2016 election. The president tweets his ex-fixer is lying to reduce his jail time, though Cohen's already been sentenced to 3 years after pleading guilty to various charges. White House spokesman Hogan Gidley told Fox News Channel the story's absolutely ludicrous, but he repeatedly refused to deny the allegation that the president told Cohen to lie. Two House committee chairs say their panels will investigate the report. Some senior Democrats say if it's true, the president's actions could rise to the level of impeachment. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump met Friday with North Korea's top nuclear envoy at the White House Oval Office to discuss efforts to get Pyongyang to give up its nuclear program. The meeting with General Kim Jong-chol, a former North Korean spy master, lasted for around 90 minutes and focused on planning a second summit between Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un next month. At the United Nations, meanwhile, Secretary General Antonio Guterres said he hopes there will be more action on North Korea's denuclearization.
We encourage both countries to move on with the negotiations. I think we need a clear roadmap, as I said, to clarify things and to allow to know exactly what the next steps will be and to have predictability in the way negotiations take place.
Earlier on Friday, Kim Jong-chol met with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo at a Washington hotel. That meeting was aimed at reviving nuclear negotiations, which have been postponed for months, over what U.S. officials say is Pyongyang's refusal to meet Washington's demand for a detailed inventory of its nuclear and missile programs. The U.N. Human Rights Office said on Friday that it had documented 34 people killed, dozens wounded, and 241 arbitrary arrests in the Democratic Republic of Congo since provisional election results were announced a week ago. Ravina Shamdasani is a spokeswoman for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights.
So we are very concerned about this, and we call on all sides to seek to resolve the situation through dialogue and not to resort to violence.
The second-place finisher, Martin Fayulu, has contested the result based on his camp's tallies, saying that the official winner, opposition leader Felix Tshisekedi, struck a deal with outgoing President Joseph Kabila. Kabila and Tshisekedi have denied that charge. The December 30th vote was meant to lead to Congo's first democratic handover of power since independence from Belgium in 1960. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan met with visiting U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham in Ankara Friday in the latest effort to defuse bilateral tensions over Syria. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu tweeted that the two men discussed recent developments in Syria and bilateral relations. Graham has criticized President Donald Trump's decision to withdraw U.S. troops from Syria, calling it premature in the war against Islamic State. The senator's talks in Ankara reportedly focused on America's Syria withdrawal and Ankara's threatened military operation in Syria. Turkish forces regard Kurdish militias, who have been key allies of the United States, as terrorist groups. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.